Hey everyone, good morning. I wanted to just take a few minutes to say hopefully everybody had a Merry Christmas and a good time hanging out with friends and family. And the reason why I am sending this out to you is because this is the time of season where lots of workouts, well, maybe not lots, but more workouts than usual are red. And so we see a little more red and green on the calendar. Got an email from a few of you regarding that. Just wanted to make sure that you're not beating yourself up for some red workouts in the calendar. At the end of the day, triathlon is something that should be enjoyable. It should not be something that causes stress for us, and it should not be something that drives us crazy if we're not getting in our workouts. Now, I totally understand needing to work out because I'm the same way. I need to work out. I need to do something. But if you miss a workout, you have to be confident knowing that it's not going to impact you in the long run. Now, there's one caveat to that. That's if you are consistent year round. Now, if you've had 4 or 5 days a week with red workouts, well, obviously you're not getting the most out of yourself. But so many of you have green workouts throughout the year, and you're pretty dedicated to your training. So don't look at, one or two or three or four red workouts as something that's completely negative. Sometimes you've got to make adjustments. You've got to allow life to happen, and you've got to allow things to be moved around. So this is a time of year where it happens a lot. And just don't beat yourself up about it. As soon as the holidays are over and kind of you get back to your normal routine, then you'll be able to get after your workouts as you envision and as you plan. So as we head into 2018, I also want you to think about your goals for this year and what you want to achieve and what your desires are. Now, every day that you get up, every day that you get out there and start training for your race, You have to look at that as a way, an opportunity for you to put in the work that's going to lay the foundation for a successful season. And there's going to be days where you're just not into it. You're maybe mentally you're out of touch. Maybe physically your body is struggling. And sometimes you just got to go through the motions of getting it done. Obviously, everybody knows my stance on your health. If you're sick, if you're struggling because you're physically you're not well, like your body is fighting something, then I'm a big advocate of taking some time off, taking a day or two, no big deal. But as you complete your daily training, just think about your goals and what you want to achieve, because that's going to be the driving force behind what you do day in and day out. And it's the daily workouts, it's the daily decisions that will get you to your goals. So hopefully all of you have a good holiday season, and I think most of you are going to join me out on January 7th at the 3 Mile Throwdown. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to pushing myself and running alongside with a lot of you and watching you do the same. All right, have a good one and enjoy the rest of your week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.